The question was asked in Halakha to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Bracha, regarding the law of a mechitza in a synagogue. What is the proper height, and when is it mandatory and needed? And the rabbi rules in many teshuvot throughout Igrot Moshe, his responsa, that of course a mechitza in a Bet Knesset, specifically during the tefillah, during the time of prayers, is a law from the Torah. And therefore the mechitza must be constructed in a way, he says, where it's at least 18 tefachim high. Let's assume that each tefach is 3 inches. In order that when the ladies are standing, so already it covers at least to their shoulders. Furthermore, the rabbi says that it would be really proper to have a mechitza in all public venues where men and ladies are invited. Whether it's in the synagogue, whether it's in the olden days at the Simcha Bet HaShoevan, Yerushalayim, whether it's at weddings. The question we really are dealing with today is a shi'ur. Example, there's many people that come to shi'urim, and not always does the space allow to put up a mechitza. And furthermore, if a mechitza is put up, so maybe a lot of the ladies might not come, having to listen to a shi'ur from behind the mechitza. Unfortunately, maybe if there's a mechitza, a lot of the men might not come either. But of course, we're not talking about that. So the question is asked, that is it possible to have a shi'ur where it's an official shi'ur, not a one-time item, where there are men and ladies. Of course, they're not sitting together. Of course, they are in separate sections, but without a mechitza. So Rav Moshe answers this question and says, "Afal pi sheledina sarich shetehem mechitza." Even though according to the strict law, you really would need a mechitza. However, he writes, "Mikol makom kevan she'en afshirut acheret." Means in the case that he was talking about, there really is no other way. And he writes that it might cause people not to come to the shi'ur. Therefore, in the spirit of bringing people back to the religion and giving them musar and teaching them, so one could get around that halakha. But again, it should be pointed out, it is a leniency. Rav Moshe further goes on to say, and he proves his point, that even in outside prayer, you need siniut with mechitzot. Talks about when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a great funeral of Mashiach ben Yosef that's going to be killed. And the Pasuk writes in Zechariah, Vesafeda ha'aris mishpachot, mishpachot levad. Mishpachot ben David levad, v'nishehem levad. It says at the funeral of Mashiach ben Yosef, there's going to be separate seating, men and ladies, and it seems in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Bet, with mechitzot. Now there it's not a prayer. That's a funeral. So all the more so, if a funeral already, which is nobody has on their mind, kalut rosh, the serious event, nobody's in a lightheaded mood, and still we need the mechitzot to separate the men from the ladies. So kadahomen in other venues that are more light and more happy. In any event, la halakha, there is what to rely on in shi'urim that are weekly shi'urim or daily shi'urim that are given. If it's going to cause maybe people not to come, specifically the ladies, then it would be permissible. So long as we separate them, and of course it's done in the most modest fashion possible.